Greg Lason, digital and mobile editor of Automotive News Canada. You, of course, blasting this out late last night on a Sunday. And I went, oh, that Greg. Why is he saying stuff late at Sunday night? But I'm glad you did because we've got it today.
Yeah, it was, I was just getting ready for bed and the news broke. I had been chasing this personally for the last 2 weeks, and I had heard that the budget was going to be key in this. And here's why. Yes, you are correct. We, the taxpayers, are going to bear the brunt of this, but in a different way.
Yeah.
In this sense, the federal government, and I don't think the provincial government either, is going to put the money up front. Instead, the money is going to be recouped or given and recouped by Honda through what are called investment tax credits, ITC.
Right.
So the government will help pay for the capital costs of the factories through some tax breaks and some credits. So you're not going to see a giant, you know, quote unquote, check presentation. And it's not going to be tied to production and all of these things that the Volkswagen plant and the Stellantis battery plant in Windsor are tied to and had them balloon to, you know, anywhere to $32 billion or whatever the number is at this point. Right. It just continues to go up. This one is structured a little bit different. And it was all hinging on the budget. I heard this deal was done or at least agreed upon a few weeks ago, but they had to wait until the federal budget came out. And now we're going to get the official announcement sometime this week.
Yeah. So does it sound right for a price tag like a $131 million in assistance from the two levels of government? Because that's a heck of a lot. That's a lot less than the billions that we were.
That sounds about right. I mean, this project we've heard anywhere between 14 and 18 billion, doubling the size of Alliston, a battery plant there. Those details aren't yet known to a T. We know that they're going to start electric vehicle assembly there. I'm told that internal combustion engine assembly there will not stop. So they will be building alongside or expanding. So it's not like it's a new ground up plant where everything has to stop the way they're retooling Ford, for example, in Oakville.
Right.
But the battery plant or the component part of it will have to be built from the ground up, similar to what's going on in places like St. Thomas and Windsor. So, it's going to be expensive. Capital costs, usually the federal and provincial governments pay for about 25 to upwards. I think I've seen about 33% of capital costs. But again, not cash up front. These are going to be tax credits and tax incentives, a little bit different. Because let's face it, I don't think it's any secret that the government, it seems the federal government, is almost out of money in terms of spending on just about everything, right? I mean, there's a housing crisis they're trying to fund and fix, and, you know, there's these battery plants, and I mean, the list goes on and on. So I don't think there's an appetite from Joe taxpayer to see another giant check presentation for an automaker. I think this is something where, yeah, it's going to cost us, but we're not going to see it up front. And it's almost like they're kicking the can down the road and the taxpayer might not understand how it works. And that's how they get around it this time. They can land the investment, still give them the money, but in a different manner. And it doesn't really tick off the taxpayer the way we see, you know, if the parliamentary budget officer comes out and says, oh, it's more than what you actually said, the way it has for Volkswagen and Stellantis.
Chatting with Greg Lason over at Automotive News Canada. The question then, though, Greg, is, you know, given Ford has put its retrofit on hold for a couple of years, given all the headlines we've gotten out of the United States on car sales, given Tesla, you know, they're just cutting staff. Like the market has, and we've talked about it, it's softened. People, the demand's not there. People are holding on to their Teslas, you know, the first generation longer. Where's the demand coming for this?
Your guess is
as you laugh. That. Oh, okay, that's the answer to that question. You laugh. I mean, that's the answer.
Because just before I came on the show, you know, there's a headline that AESC doubles battery investment for BMW's EVs in South Carolina. So, you know, on one hand, you have Ford delaying electric vehicle production for 2 years or 3 years, and then you have, you know, the BMW supplier doubling its battery investment down south. So there's demand somewhere. And this is the thing. I mean, the affordable electric vehicle is going to arrive at some point. And automakers are not going to stop their drive to get to that point. And this is where when you talk to the industry insiders, they say if you don't land the electric vehicle investment in Ontario now, when the demand is there, it will be too late. So we have to do this spending. We have to do this retooling. We have to do this investment to keep the jobs, even if they're 3 years in the future, as seems to be the case for Ford. So the demand will arrive. I mean, every day it seems like you have an automaker saying, oh, we've got a battery with bigger range and lighter weight and all of these things that make it cheaper. Eventually we'll get there, but it's not going to happen as fast as governments want it to happen. That is the problem. Now, we've already seen the federal government tweak its zero emissions vehicle sales mandate and allow some hybrids with 80 kilometers of electric range count towards their sort of targets and their quotas. And, you know, I had a friend in the oil industry today, a fairly high ranking exec, say there's only one thing certain in politics, and that's politicians want to stay in power. So they will.
Oh, I thought it was going to be politicians lie.
Well, that too.
Or is that boys lie? Know, that I can't remember. What did my history teacher tell me in grade 10? It's like, okay. Oh, no, boys lie. That was sorry. Go ahead.
But they will tweak these things as we go along to meet demand, because no automaker is going to want to pay the $20,000 per unit penalty for being short in meeting their quotas for electric vehicle sales in 2026 and 2028 and 2035. So don't be surprised if these get tweaked. But at the same time, the automakers are still going to do what automakers do, and that's advanced technology, make better cars, make them more fuel efficient, make them electric. But, you know, we're in this gray area of where the government is telling the automakers what to do. They want it to happen more quickly than the automakers can work. And it's too expensive for the average Joe to buy an electric vehicle right now. I mean, every time I come on your show, I tell you the price gap is you know, about $14,000 on average, even bigger when you go apples to apples in some cases. And automakers are still losing $6,000 U.S. on every electric vehicle they sell at a price above $50,000 U.S. Mm-hmm. So it's not a good business model right now, and they're trying to figure that out.
Right, but it's a lot of domestic politics at play, both here in Canada and the United States, because Biden and Trudeau would both like to be able to say, hey, we spent all this money, and now we corner the market. We cornered it. We own it.
Yeah. I'm on record of having said this. I mean, it's pretty easy to create demand for electric vehicle sales if you outlaw the demand for internal combustion engine vehicles, and then voila, the government has created an entirely new segment, an entirely new market, and one that is needed by law, right? And so when you're the federal government, or you're the BC government or Quebec, where they're going to outlaw internal combustion engines, you have just snapped your fingers and created a new market. And when states, whether the federal government in the United States does what we do in Canada, is not as relevant as what California can do. It's a major market. They're similar in BC stance that we're going to outlaw internal combustion engines. That's a huge market. Anything we make in Canada, 80% of our vehicles are sent south of the border. And then some of the biggest states in the United States have similar zero emissions vehicles mandates. So all of these governments, whether we agree with it or not, or even whether we can afford an electric vehicle or not, are moving forward with banning the sale of an internal combustion engine vehicle in roughly 2035. Yeah. And that creates demand, artificial or not.
Yeah, well, stay tuned. I'm going to hold on to my old gas guzzler for a little while longer.
You and a lot of other people.
I'll be mine's mini, so like mini, mini gas guzzler. All right. Thanks, Greg. We'll talk again.
Anytime.